All right. Şey. This year is going to deal with Siva Sefer Torah. Next, we had the not the Sefer Torah. And one question that always wanted to give a shir on, but when you give a shir, you don't want to just give a shir some random Sunday, which is not really nageya to halacha l'maisa. But being that we did have the Sefer Torah Thursday night, and this question always was a question, I'm sure, on many of your minds, which is that we hear that there's another Ksiva Sefer Torah today. And we'll see if I have time to get there. But there's always, they want you to come to write a letter. Always, it's like a certain things, writing a letter for what reason? Well, why am I writing a letter? The Sefer is very capable. And I am not doing the mitzvah of writing a Sefer Torah. So is there a reason to go write a letter besides that you show your face and you show you were there and you can wish mazel tov to the one who's writing the Sefer Torah? But we have to go to the mikvah to go write the letter, or there's no end. And that's really the question that I wanted to talk about. We have many as we head into the summer. I'm sure there'll be more. So what's the inyan of writing a letter in a Sefer Torah? Or maybe it's just, as we'll see at the end, it could be that it's just we're helping the Sefer. Although the Sefer, anyways, I thought when I was speaking to Rabbi Pinkus, he said that the people that are filling in the letters, anyway, most of the time, you could tell that those letters were filled in. They put in a lot of ink, it smudges, it doesn't, the end of the Sefer Torah, you want it to be as beautiful as the beginning. And those that are filling in the letters generally are not going to do it the same as the Sefer. And that's why right at the beginning of the sheet, so already this, when I prepared the shir, which was a while ago, of course I spent during the week to review and to go over and to add, but the actual idea came to my mind a while back, and I found this Sefer, Rabbi Grossman, the Gaon in Eretz Yisrael. And he and that's where we begin. If you have the sheet, you'll see I put right away his question. This question that I just asked you about. Meshinog, we see him see the Sefer Torah. Shemesh Irin, Kamen Shuris Isis, we leave letters. Shemesh Irin, we leave it empty. Be'emza, Ibe, Aksab, Shal Isis. And we're Mechabit Anashim to fill in the ink. And we tell the Sefer, we're doing L'shem Kedusha Sefer Torah. For those that filled it in, they all said L'shem Kedusha Sefer Torah. If you're filling in the letter, are you mekayim the mitzvah? Ksiva Sefer Torah, as the pasuk says, "Va'atem kislam ashur azayis." And if you are mekayim the mitzvah, ksiva Sefer Torah, so we don't have to go buy a Sefer Torah. We don't have to work around a Sefer Torah because you mekayim the mitzvah, ksiva Sefer Torah, by writing one letter in the Sefer Torah. So what's the, and if you think about it, it doesn't, as we're going to see in other svarim, that Torah's pause, this Sefer with a tshuva about this. It would seem to be, therefore, it doesn't make any sense. Because if the people that are filling in the letters are writing to Sefer Torah too, so then just by writing one letter, you're becoming mitzvah. And if you're going to tell me, that it should, become a partner with the one who's writing to Sefer Torah, so I have an easy way to go write, be mekayim and mitzvah, see the Sefer Torah. So what we're going to see is we're going to go through the Rambam and the Chachrayim, and the Oilam will tell me at the end what you think, and you'll hear what I think. But we're going to learn the Rambam. The Rambam is in Hilchos Tefillin. We said yesterday the tour, very similar to the tour. And we begin like with the Lashon of the Rambam. Mitzvah saseh al kol ish v'ish Yisrael. A mitzvah on every individual to write a Sefer Torah. La'atz meshen ne'amar. Ba'atim kisu lachem. It's Hashira. Write the Shira. Now it's questionable. What does that mean? Writing the whole Sefer Torah? Or just writing the Shira? Kloimar kisu lachem Torah she'esh b'shira. So the Rambam says, write a Sefer Torah that has in it the Shira. Oh, but you can't write just the Shira. It seems that all you have a mitzvah to do is write the Shira. But you can't. Why? You can't just write a part of a Sefer Torah. The Gemara Masechta is Gittin. You have to write a whole Sefer Torah. So being the Rambam, it appears the only reason why there's a mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah is because you need to write the parasha of Atem Kisvul Chemes Hashira Azayis, but we can't just write one parasha because Torah Shebichsav is all five books. So we don't have a choice. It seems from the Lashon of the Rambam. The Rambam continues, even though Shini Chulav Vayis of Sefer Torah, even if your father left you a Sefer Torah, you have to write your own. Atem Kisvul Lachem. Interesting. The word Lachem Some learn is defined by Sfira Saim, Sfartim Lechem. Then he asked the question, why don't we say Shemei HaKayin? Why do you have to count? Let someone else be might to you. But you see where it says the word Lachem, Lachem means you. You can't have someone else do it for you. Well, Mitzvah Hashem, we are going to, at some point, we'll talk a little bit more about that Sfira Saimer and to the word Lachem. But we do find here the word Lachem too. If you write it, you makabel from our Sinai. We don't know how to write a sefer Torah. Acher tries like others can write it for you. Call a magia sefer Torah. If you fix a sefer Torah, even one letter, so it's as if you wrote all sefer Torah. Here's where we begin to see this one letter, because the rabbi said fix one letter. So all of us that went to see the sefer Torah. And we would write one letter, the Fida Rambam. I wrote the whole Sefer Torah. So maybe Fida Rambam, there's a reason to go ahead and go. We could be Makan Mitzvah, see the Sefer Torah. Every time we go, fill in a letter. First, we're going to learn the Shaar Yisai, how he learns the Rambam. Then we're going to go through the Gemara, and then we will Mechaber and Achrayim, trying to understand Rambam and the Halacha L'maaseh. Says the Shaar Yisai, Mevorim Edvar. The Shaar Yisai has a tshuva on Siva Sefer Torah, and he says it seems from the Rambam, as we just said, Ba'at and Kitzlam of Shiras, I said Kayal Shiras Hazinu. All you have to do is write Shiras Hazinu. Yalfin Aminei, it starts. But now I have to write the whole Torah, mamish the way we learned the Rambam. That's the Shaar Yisai. Eishli Lai. So I can have a Shaila then. Look, he said, Im Iker Pedro, is that the Iker? The Kakapid Rachman, a lift of its Ashir Lachut, Kakapid. But it's impossible. Okay, Chayav Lechus Karatur. Mamish, like we said, is that all? And the Shaar Yisai is a long tshuva there, because if that's all, so then what happens if you the rest of the Sefer Torah got erased and you're only left with Ratz and Kitzel Chemes Hashiru? So I wrote a whole Sefer Torah, but now I'm only left with that parasha. The Shaar Yisai wants to know, you kind of interested to see the Sefer Torah. If there's a way to write a Sefer Torah where it's not parasha, it's parasha. So you wrote a whole Sefer Torah. Is the Iker going to be Atem Kisl Chemes Hashira Zeis? And that's all we really need. We don't have a choice. We have to write a whole Sefer Torah. And or there's other nafkaminas. Maybe when it comes to the rest of the Sefer Torah, I don't need all my kavanas. The Iker is this parasha needs all the kavanas. And you would tell the Sefer, by this parasha, I want you to make sure that every daughter is mikvah every shem Hashem, and make sure that you're going to write it with the best ink. And maybe that's the parasha that needs the best klav. The rest is only there because I can't write parashas. But the Iker is not that. So maybe my hiddur, the whole hiddur would be just on this parasha. Furthermore, very, very big nafkamina. Because if this is the Iker to write, so maybe this is the part of the Torah that the one who bought the Sefer Torah, who spent all the time, he should be filling in those letters over there. Not the end of the Sefer Torah, because the end of the Sefer Torah is not really needed with the Rambam. It's only there because you're now going to write a part of the Sefer Torah. So we have many nafkaminas. If the Iker is
to write one Sefer Torah, if he's taking this parasha out and writing a
new one. Yeah, I mean, you already wrote the whole parasha and then just take it out and write again.
Right. Do a rent of Sefer
Torah. Right. You can just write. All you have to do is write. Exactly. You can do that too. Okay, so we head further into the Gemara. Let's learn the Gemara then. Let's see what the Gemaras are. The Gemaras seem to be telling us. So up the Gemara like this: Amar Rav Shuv and Amar Rav Yishuv Barav Amar Gidol Amar Rav. The Kaf Sefer Torah Menashot. Someone who buys Sefer Torah from the marketplaces. Kichaytef Mitzvah Menashot. We learned yesterday the tour because you didn't spend any time. You go to the cipher. Is there a Sefer Torah? I would like to buy a Sefer Torah. Then you chaytef Mitzvah. Now there's a big discussion. What does chaytef mitzvah mean? What's that lashon? Is that lashon telling me that you don't get a mitzvah at all? Well, you get a smaller mitzvah. Maybe you could have gotten a much larger mitzvah, but there's a mitzvah here too. That's a discussion. Kisvu, says the Gemara, you wrote it. Because you makabel as Har Sinai, we spoke yesterday. On Rav Sheshis, but the Rambam brings that in. Migi apilo isachas, my love of gossip, kilo kasu, says the Taisis. So Taisis in Menachis, number four. Pirish. What does it mean in Giyabai isachas? Clearly not what we're doing by Ksiva Sefer Torah. Pirish, the Sefer Torah, Shalak HaKabon HaShuk, I went in and bought a Sefer Torah. But it wasn't finished. So in other words, I go to the Sefer, you have a Sefer Torah, I have a Sefer Torah, it's not finished yet. Oh, I have to finish the Sefer Torah. Then I didn't buy a complete Sefer Torah, it says Taisis. Then Loi Nachshavai Kichaytev Mitzvah. I'm not being Chaytev Mitzvah, Shayetze Chaveiro. Or, he says, let's say my friend has a Sefer Torah, and the Sefer Torah was the letters are either missing or the letters are touching, I have to fix the Sefer Torah. And it's a Sefer Torah, which is Ein Emunah, so it's not a proper Sefer Torah. Umaylan, and I fix the Sefer Torah, then it's Ki'ilu Kosti. So with Thetisis, what does it mean, Lokach Min Hashuk? It's only if you bought a full Sefer Torah. But if you didn't buy a full Sefer Torah, as we read again, Thetisis, then it's ki'ilu you who wrote it. So let's see the mechaber. Says the mechaber like this: mitzvah, I'll say a kolish from Yisrael. Listen, what he said: mitzvah on everyone. Even bizman as I was going to see when we don't even read from the sefer Torah. But filu nichlei avayse sefer Torah mitzvah because mishlei ben rishai lamaikli. You can't tell your sefer Torah. Filu yeshai. Even if you have many sefer Torah in the shul, can't tell. But filu ain loy mayoichel. Rock, even nothing to eat, you can't sell. But people live in Yashim, they literally can't sell an old one to buy a new one. Asa Abalum and Tyra, at least the Isha, then you can sell it in Ain Dover Achlan first. Unless you have nothing else to sell, rarely is that going to be a case of it's Nagil Maisa. But they did it. I did have one case where they didn't need to sell it because of, it ran into family issues. Who owned the Sefer Torah? It was they only wanted to sell it because some of the family members needed money anyway, and it was questionable who owned the Sefer Torah, but it's not for now. Maybe later on, I'll tell them the Shiloh. I was dealing with last year. Says the Rama, who I think you can do Tzarech Pidyon Shvuyim, Mutar L'Maichra, you can sell the Sefer Torah too. And then the Rama says, Ayin, the Elo Adinim brings in Arachayim, Sachar Lo Yisayfi, and Rahayi the Sefer, Lichta Lo Yisayfi Torah, Oh, Yishakanu, you bought a Sefer Torah, Bahayim Mutar, wasn't fixed. And you fix it, Mamish like we just saw in Tysus, Hareze kilu kaiser. Avolok lukach. You bought a full sefer Torah, but like yield by davar. That's chaytiv mitzvah. Mamish, like we just learned in Taisus. That's how the Ramah paskins. You go to the sefer and say, sefer, you have a sefer Torah. It's just not finished yet. I want to buy it. You can buy it and finish the sefer Torah. Then we'll have to see how much effort you're putting into writing that sefer Torah. We be yaitz the mitzvah. Kabavait the number six. In the mitzvah, bizman hazeh same mechaber. This is siv beis. Where he tells you there's a mitzvah sastei to write a sefer Torah. Mitzvah look like chamishe from sheitayru mishnah zemar. You should write svarim or buy them. Ula yimachrin same halacha. Don't sell it. And my lumen tarlis, you can't sell your svarim. Says the shach. Talk the shach like this. Kasa l'krisha niradachi kam. What's the mechaber telling me? The rosh shah mitzvah say nemadav kabeilu. The rosh holds that there's no mitzvah to write a sefer Torah b'zman hazeh. Ula b'sefer Torah the dav could be mayim only in those days that they learned from a Torah. So then you have to read Sefer Torah, but we don't learn from a Chumash anymore. You have to read from the Sefer Torah that was written with the halachas, with the mudiakas. It was not able. You had to have the chaseris and the yaseris. The letters had to be whether they were letters that were supposed to be written, not written. Had to be a perfect Sefer Torah. Upiskei tamim. You have to have the psukim written, of course, understanding what piskei tama means, but you have to, so you didn't write properly, like you say, the Torah, the different discussion. Alu is my name, Zeh, my name, Ushanasman. Now you're allowed to write, Svarim says the Rosh. Dap, and dap, kolacha, vifnei atma, and kain, lam alonu. Why should we be mizalzal and covet Sefer Torah, bechina, I mean, we don't learn from Sefer Torah, you would be ruining it. Nimtza bedaris halalu. Manazeh, says the Rosh, ain't lain, teichel, no mitzvah saseh. So the Rosh is not meant to put to write a Sefer Torah b'zman hazeh. Chenerev, says the Shah, keharosh. And now like to be Seisev in the Bach, shekosvu, that they write, that the Rosh holds that there is a mitzvah saseh, apil b'zman hazeh. But the Rosh holds is also a mitzvah, el shiashkin, turning over the sheet, lichlev kamishik from Sheik Torah. Not like that. Says the Shah, so Lepi, the Shah, there's no mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah b'zman hazeh. Miu, however, then he brings down others, they follow the Beis Yisrael. So we have Machlekes, so there's mitzvah, right? Say the time is not there or not. Lefi, the Shach, the way he understands the Rosh, no mitzvah at all. You have a mitzvah to go buy Svarim. Go buy Svarim. Go buy a set of Chumashim. Go buy a set of Torah, Shulchan Aruch. Go buy Mishnah Brurus. You have to learn those Svarim. Says, so let's go back now to the Sefer Machnei Yisrael.
The Rosh, the bigger mitzvah, to help someone print it, so
pay for someone to write a Sefer. Right, it would help, but then you're not doing the mitzvah. You have to own this. The mitzvah is you lachem, atim kisu lachem. So lachem means you have to buy the same Torah. You have to use it. I'm buying the svarim because I want to use it. So there's a mitzvah to buy svarim. So if your wife tells you enough with the svarim already, That's what usually they'll tell you. There's no more room for this farm anymore, and it just piles up. You say, listen, I need this farm. It's my mitzvah. The mitzvah is to learn, and today I'm allowed to go ahead and print svarim, read svarim. I need this farm. That's part of our mitzvah. Every time we buy svarim that we need to use, we're being mekayim the mitzvah of limud haTorah. Not only limud haTorah, kisul lachemus hashir hazoyt. We have to write the Torah. Says the so let me ask the if we stop right here, and that's what we're gonna do, because we're gonna keep on coming back to my Shiloh over here. Is there any reason to go fill in a letter by a Sefer Torah? What are we going filling in letters for? According to the Rosh, you're not making the mitzvah of see the Sefer Torah anyway, because no mitzvah is not as that, write a Sefer Torah. And Lefi the Beis Yosef, it's easy. I go write a letter. That's chaytif mitzvah. I'm being a chaytif mitzvah. I didn't work for this. I go say hello, wish mazel tov. And I'm going to go ahead and fill in a letter. So then that either you learn chaytif mitzvah, you're not mekayem the mitzvah at all, as some say, or you're getting away with it in a very, very inexpensive, cheap, mezalzel. So what's the purpose then? Why in the world would anybody go fill in letters? Well, again, I'm not here to tell the oil not to do it. Our goal is to try to figure out why we're doing it, or we should be running to these filling in letters, sifrei Torahs, and maybe there's no... So if the Ayon will read with me here, because it's worth it, we're going to look at this sefer Matnei Sot, because he is the one that wrote about this. B'tamin, he was always bothering me too. I run to write letters. B'tamin erarti b'livi m'manafshach. Mamish, our question. If the MS ulai m'chubadim, if the ones who are filling in the letters are kiilu hinichu sefer Torah, okay, you're right. Maybe we're filling in the letters. It's like we just learned. You have a sefer Torah that's mutah. It's not yet fixed. MK, Nikras, so then I'm doing the mitzvah because I'm helping finish the Sefer Torah. The mitzvah comes out. The one who hired the Sefer, looked at the Sefer Torah, well, the kind of mitzvah is the Sefer Torah, Keshlucha Shalom Kemaisen, and the Sefer is his worker, and at the end, he's not getting to the mitzvah. The one who spent thousands and thousands of dollars, who's doing the mitzvah? Those that are filling in the letters. Because we're fixing the Sefer Torah, which is not yet finished. And we're being the kind of mitzvah.
He should do the last one.
Very good. So then what is everyone filling in the letters for? What's the purpose? For what purpose? Uvavadeh shall sefer Torah, the owner of the sefer Torah is one, yesh levar emin. And vafilu nema shim kivan shish, we're all shluchim to him, right? We're all shluchim. So maybe we're all the shliach for the owner of the sefer Torah. Hariyah sefer, shakasa kol sefer Torah b'shluchusay. So he's not any different type of organ l'chubadim. What's the difference then? Uvavadeh shagam hulu chal apachis l'nigra chal kamehem. The Eishlai and Adayim is us. What's going on over there? And he's going to show you right now, if that's true, that everybody's filling it in, together with the Sefer, are all considered as writing the Sefer Torah. That's the Sefer Torah, that's Shutfus. Are you allowed to be Mekayim a Sefer Torah with Shutfus? Or not? And therefore...
Not Shutfus, we're Shliya.
So then what am I doing? Right. So what's the problem of doing it? He doesn't need me for it.
We're helping him with his Sefer.
I don't need to help.
I'm just as good as a cypher.
I'm just as good as a cypher. Right, I'm just as good as a cypher. Cypher is a shliach, so what am I? Well, I'm just as good too. So I'm going to do what?
Make him feel good.
When I go say mazel tov to him, I said hello. I said mazel tov. I don't need to go write a letter. Is there a need to go write a letter? What's the purpose? So we, unless there's shutness, maybe I'm a shutif with him. Why would he want me to be a shutif with him anyway? I mean, he's a nice guy. He wants me to be a shutif in a safe entire. I didn't pay for it. All I'm doing is fixing a letter, which, yes, we just learned fixing a letter is considered you fixing a Sefer Torah. Although, the one who, when you read the fixing the letter, it's the person who bought the Sefer Torah, and he's fixing it, but I didn't spend any money on this.
Not fixing it, the Sefer Torah is the last letter.
Right, that's what we're going to see. So I'm not even fixing the Sefer Torah, but so the only one who's doing is the Lama, all the way at the end. I happened to make sure that when he did it Thursday night, the Lama wasn't filled in, but you're right, most... So... First, so we are going to go further over there. I'm going to learn the Pisvei Tshuva and see if you're Yaitu to Sefer Torah of Shutfin. If you're not Yaitu, if you are, so maybe the one who wrote the Sefer is a really nice guy. He spent all the thousands of dollars, but he wants us to get a mitzvah to. Says the Pisvei Tshuva, brings down the Beis Ephraim. Ayin, the Tshuva's Beis Ephraim. Then you can see the Sefer Torah of Shutfin. Im Yaitu Yidechev Asa. Ayin, the Sefer Sitz Machlaikis. He brings Sefer Aparadis. Parshishki Seite. Gam Hum Nistapek Bezeh. The Dilma be'in on kula mishalchem has to be all yours. Lachem, Lachem is you. Lahoitzi shutfis k'maynisa like by Esther. By Esther, I can't be a shutif. Gemara says I give it to you, so it's matana manasa haster. B'davka and he brings that ayin sham after Baruch Chaim kasa b'davka shlei kamal tzarich mitzvah shani atzkal lechad ain tzarich leirak based on tilosid. Meaning to say, every minute when I buy an Esther, so I can give you the Esther again at that moment. It's just yours.
So it's shayach shutfis, because I'm going to give it to you in a way that it's going to be yours fully. But by Sefer Torah, that's not shayach, because you have to write the Sefer Torah to be yours all the time. I can't just take it and not take it and give it and not. But that, like, Shani Hasa Chalacha, and it's a rakshah, and the Tiwa, it's about Mashek and Hacha, the Chalacha Tzarek, she has Sefer Torah, Shaloi, I need the Sefer Torah every second. Upashidu, so it's not similar to Esrig. Esrig, it's shayach. The Tamamai. So he says, I don't understand. It's a Tamiya. Al Minagailam. The Pashinu Be'enai, all Chavrish, they write a Sefer Torah B'Shutvis, everyone's Yaitzah. Meaning to say, let you see this in many shuls, or for someone, I remembered in the summer where I am in the country, so they want everybody to pay for a parsha. What is that? I'm writing, because I'm paying for the parsha, it's like I'm writing the Sefer Torah. That's his question. And the truth is that's the way I looked, the only way they were able to write Sefer Torah in Europe was you weren't going to get one person to pay for the whole Sefer Torah. So they would sell parshias. And that's the question of Pesach Tshuva. He wants to know.
That wasn't for the mitzvah of
Hey, what?
They should leave the Sefer Torah. So they
right, so he wants to know that the are Yaitzah. Are you, right, so they, if they're not Yaitzah, so then no one was ever Yaitzah on Sefer Torah. So it's always what it should for. And that's why if you look at the... I go back to the Sefer Machne as well. He writes Lefi the Pistei Tshuva Bala Sefer Shaitis Kuma Tzum Ksiva Sa Sefer. So he Gia Isachas Kibin Shalai Gomer A Sefer, like we just said. Elam Chubadim in Medar Gachas in Bala Sefer. It doesn't make sense. And if they are, so we're back to this Lefi Beis Ephraim. We feed the Beis Ephraim anyway. You can't be a Shutif. So it's and then unless we're going to answer the Minigayim, Yaitu with Shutifis. But to answer the Minigayim, we're going to have to explain a little bit. How did this work? If everybody poured a safe a parsha, and this way you're going to have a safe Torah. So let's see that Teres Paz. Now that Teres Paz, we haven't learned him in many years, but he lives in Eretz Yisrael. He learns in Parsias. I haven't followed him, but he when he writes Chuvis, his Chuvis are lengthy. I have not learned many Svarim with the Chuvis are longer than his. He is a Goyin and a Ma'ayin, and he spends. He takes apart the sugya, is in Paret Yosef. We're going to learn a little bit of his tshuva over here. This is not his tshuva because it's in his ha'aris. You learn his tshuva, it's mostly about 30, 40 pages long, and you need a lot of patience. When I was young, you go through his tshuvas. Now you don't have the time. But here, in one of his ha'aris, he talks about he talks about filling in letters. He talks about shutfis. So if the Eilam will read with me, I'll just read you his the way he writes it over here. And we'll get a better idea of what we are trying to accomplish with a Sefer Torah Shutfis, if that's a possibility. If you want to do it with a group of people, and we also will be able to see if there's a reason to fill in letters. It says like this: He brings down the Shlaima Klug, the Hebi Alzeh, a guy named Shlaima Klug, is Dibrei Shat Beis Ephraim. Sha'om Avlad the Sefer Torah Shnifta B'Shutfis Ayin Mekayim Dinitz or Not. V'Helen, this is what his maskan is. If everybody writes a little of the Sefer Torah about the Yaitz, the Legarmi, give a Sefer Torah, Esachas, and Kaim Mitzvah. Elarak Nisha B'Safik, this is his question. If two people hire someone to write a Sefer, that's the only Shaila. But if you actually write the Sefer Torah, see, you'll do Yaitz. That's what the Beis Ephraim ends up with. The Dach is Eisar of Shloime Kluger, the Loyalam Yesh Loime, the Af, because of Kolach and Mitzvah, ain't Kul Mekaim Mitzvah. And like Ephraim said, the last one, Elarak Achman, Kivin Shusayim. How could everyone else be Mekayim the Mitzvah? They didn't finish the Sefer Torah. The Gomer Ksiv Sefer Torah. Avala Risha in Layatza. Do like Gomer Ksiv is a Sefer Torah. You're not going to what happened to Sefer Torah. Umarai, mi Magia Ois. Oh, you know what? Magia Ois. The Shom, Al Yidei Agosa, he's Gomer, the Sefer Torah. How much like he said? Sha'asim Nasir Shalom. Avazemi Nolan, the Risha, and Yaitze, they have also. Vachay Nira, Ladina. Rock the Achron Yaitz. The only one's the last one. So Lefi, the Beis Ephraim, he wants to end up and say maybe the Yaitz if you write it. But Lefi, Reb Shlaima Kluger, you clearly see that the only one that could be Yaitz is the letter. And Lefi, that there's no reason to fill in letters. What are you filling in letters for? We're not filling in letters. We're not doing anything. Problems. That's what he says. Look what he writes. That Teres Paz ends off. Lefi, Reb Shlaima Kluger, Mizbar, Akoyis, of Sefer Torah La'atzmoy. Umechabit and your mechabit, all these people to fill in. Beis achnasa sefer Torah. When there's achnasa sefer Torah, yesh lizar. Make sure that the one she uzesh the yichta besayis is achrayin. Who's going to write the leinei kol Yisrael? Idei shemitzah ti al shem goimra. has to be the one who bought the Sefer Torah. Everyone else is just there to be, I don't know what, to do something. Then he says, I found the Mishnah Savram, Shekasav Shav also. Let's say he wants to be the Minig Olam. He doesn't want to start with the Minig. What are we being mechavad all these people to write a Sefer Torah? Beis Achnas a Sefer Torah. From all these reasons, Mishleisha Taimen, there are many reasons. One of them is, Shutvis, you're not going to tell anyone. And anyway, like we said over here, even if you are, you're not finishing the Sefer Torah. Mikamaka Minig Yisrael Tairu, Minig Yisrael, don't start up with Minhagim. The age that what to be Saimachan, the Lot says, they call a deus. But to be yaitz all the day, it's not chalasis commission al gram gedalim that the one who wrote the Sefer Torah should write the last letters. Leini kol Yisrael. He's not really answering up why you're filling in the letters. That isn't what he. So far, we have not seen any reason why to fill in the letter. But the only one is the Beis Ephraim, and even the Beis Ephraim, I don't think he would agree if you look at one letter. He's talking about if you look at his lashon, you did a major part. I did a part. You did a part. We all did it together. And he's misupik if a few people do it together to like we see. We can't afford the Sefer Torah, so we're all going to pay for a parasha. That's what he's misupik in. But it's clearly...
Why is this such a difficulty? The Christ wants to be part of the Torah.
But what are they doing? That's his question. What are they doing?
Well, be the guy after being part of the Torah. Everybody wants to feel part of this. But why does
he have to... How do you feel? It doesn't sound like you're doing it.
Is it right? I want to do it. I'll just go today. I can go today and I'll say, well, I'll just next to you. He's happy.
He's know that the Rav doesn't have enough time. Somebody else didn't have enough time to be able to go to the Mikra. He would have helped them write it. Show the guy what school you want to read.
Is it possible to have
Shimon's stuff?
Because the only way to write the last letter is to write the letter beforehand.
So what am I doing? I'm helping him. The Sefer can do without him.
Sefer do without you, but you're still having a part in the
so I'm getting, I'm being a nice person. Right, according to the Sefer, we're all messing it up. Right, according to the Sefer, we're all messing it up.
Only one to this side,
bro. No, we all say the same.
We all say the same, yeah. Anyway, we're going to see more over here. It's not Pasha, what we're trying to do. Now, the Shag Yisayi also brings down from the Ram. He argues on this whole idea. Let's learn the Shag Yisayi. I went through the Shag Yisayi because it's complicated how he starts off and how he ends. His end is, Mikamakam Laman and Shafila and Ikla Abaisa. They don't leave you. Ella, they leave you over. Take one letter. Who come of Hisham as a cult? You're not Yaitza. The Shag Yisayi says, you're not Yaitza. So what does it help anyway? One letter in the way he learns the Rambam, so it's very Shrek, because the Rambam himself says you are. So how could the Shag say learn you're not? So we're going to see over here, it gets complicated. But I want to just read you in the Sefer Machne Yisrael again. He says, if you're going to tell me that the Mechubadim are Goyimim Ksiva Sefer Torah, so back to his whole question, really, Baal Sefer Shashil Mesefer, Tzchum Atzum is not the mitzvah. Well, no one's been the kind of mitzvah. Mechubadim are not. If you're based on Ephraim, they're all shutim. By non Sadi, he doesn't want a shutim. The initial little about Sefer God, I don't want to be a shutim. I want this to be my own Sefer Torah. I paid all this. I want you to be a partner with me, my Sefer Torah. Well, I asked him, Shabbat Shulak Yibudim, Shabbat. So the one who's, according to the Sefer, the one who's writing the Sefer Torah doesn't want this. Why would he want anybody to take it away from him? By non Sadi, the initial little about Sefer, I spent all the money. Well, I asked him, Shabbat Shulak Yibudim, Shabbat. He doesn't understand the whole Indian. So he says, he's going to say Chiddush Gadol now. I looked. Here it didn't apply. But the truth is that what does the Sefer leave over? He outlined all the letters already before. Look how he ends off. What the Sefer leaves off, Ein Zeh Ma'akid. Gam Ois is Chalulis. If you have letters that are empty, but they're outlined, it's kosher. He already finished all Sefer Torah. All the letters that you're filling in, you're not doing anything anyway, because they're kosher anyway. The Sefer Torah is kosher. If I had a whole Sefer Torah with letters that were empty in the middle, I'm yaitzim. As long as I have the outline of the letters. Right, so he happened to do that. I made sure. I told Yossi.
So at least he,
very good. So I told Yossi to tell him beforehand to make sure the Lamed. And I came there and it wasn't. The Lamed was not done. And Yossi did the Lamed.
Not fully good.
But then by doing that, yeah, now at least before everybody was a Hechsher mitzvah, they were fixed the Sefer Torah. I mean, it's a better mitzvah than saying you buy an old Sefer Torah and you fix it up. Right? Is at least doing something.
If what?
if it was finished, if it was kosher, and everybody's coming to fill in something.
What am I doing?
Now, for sure, I'm fixing out. No, so it's like buying an old safe attorney.
You paid for the right old safe attorney.
So he's anyway, he paid for all safe attorney.
He's Yaitse, but I'm doing something else.
What are you doing? You don't have to fill in. It's Yaitse anyway.
It's like buying an old safe attorney.
Yeah, that, but there, it's not Yaitse to safe attorney.
But make the safe attorney better.
Better is not a safe attorney.
Fixing up a conscious safe attorney is no. There's no benefit.
No, it's not. Okay, you're doing a hinder. You're making a hinder. Maybe you're doing a hinder. That's all you're doing. And that's why he writes, if you look at what he writes, he ends off of, he says, exactly. Sefer Imre Shefer, Klal Kazayin, which brings down over here, the Isis Chalulis Ksheris, the Bala Sefer Yatza, the Ren Yatza, the Nimtza Shasefer, Gama Kala Sefer Taira, El Shehisha Kamen Shuitz Isis Chalulis, the Yesham Tzur Isis, Rafilam Yisha. I say, Gamkin, I say, for Torah. See, he says, he ends off over there that you say for Torah is kosher anger. Unless you leave the Laman, which is what happened the other night, the Laman was not done. So right now we have no reason to, doesn't seem to be any reason why to fill in letters. What we have to go further over here is that there is it goes back to our other Shargi Sayah here too, that if the Ikar is really the Ba'atim Kisul Chemes Hashira Azois, then for sure we're not doing anything. Because the Ram, that goes, and that now you understand why I started with the Shai Yisayed. If the Ikar is Vatam Kisul Chemes Hashir Azayis, so that is definitely not being written by us. So how are we Mekayim the Sefer Torah? If the Ikar is that, the Atam Kisul Chemes Hashir Azayis, let's read over here just the Pisrei Teshuvah, because his whole Shail is, which is Nageya, also, if, and we made sure over here, I mean, I told Yossi, it's not our Sefer Torah. Although he didn't write a shtar, it was understood. I told him that the Sefer Torah is his, because once you give it over to the shul, so then it's not your own Sefer Torah anymore. The Sefer Torah has to be yours. If it's not yours, then where's your Sefer Torah? Yeah, so we're going to read a little bit over here in the...
Can't take it backwards, it's never his. It's not even his in the first place.
What do you mean? It can't be. You can't give it over. You give it over, then it's not yours.
How come they don't leave a letter empty in the parish of Avat?
Very good. That's also bothering me. You should leave a letter under there too. But you don't need to because the Shaif is doing your team anyway. I did. I said
to people, you should write that letter also.
You should leave a letter off. I agree with you. But you can't because you see the Yisrael because not everybody holds around. But look at the Pisrei Teshuvah. It brings down the I'm a Sefer Torah's guy. Shekasa v'nira the yachid akaisif sefer tar laatzmai the nitl beis hakesis liquids by betzibur and your magdashid oh it's the shuls lashaper of it the kibbutz shemakishai once you magdashid it's hagdish it's not yours and yaitze beichavasa it's not you're not going to the mitzvah v'lekel ameim at the betzibur luchud tal yomulsa all you have to do is write a sefer tar is einoi the yachid shekasa sefer tar let's say you wrote a sefer tar and got lost you have to write a new one you can't just be yaitze writing sefer tar. You can't be Magdish. You can donate a Sefer Torah to the shul if you wrote another Sefer Torah. Then you're allowed to do it. And then he brings down, okay, which is what I rely on, the Sefer B'nei Yaino, Shechayelik Olav, the Sefer D'Nevda, he holds, no, if you lost it, be Mitzuyah Be'ezeh Makam, it's somewhere, I don't know where it is. I can't find it. Yiyaitse Yimitzah, Vatam Kislechem, Apilu Mikru, even it got ripped, or it got burnt, Chas V'Shalom, there was a fire in the shul, Karabadavar, he writes that you yaitza. Mikolshkein, for sure, if you magdish it, the yaitza. Why? The mistamal eidisha, I'm not really magdish it. I mean, yuchid for the tzibur. Avol mitzvah saksiv ishtar, I'm keeping that for myself. Mikomokan, yes, it's definitely better not to be magdish it. It's his sefer Torah. But they bring rayas from over here back and forth. He brings down a sefer partis David. He also argues on the sefer Torah's chayim. And he brings from the Rambam. If you lose it, you don't need to write another one. All right, so that's a separate discussion. We should never have to deal with that child of where it gets lost. There were questions where they wrote Sefer Torah and then there were fires. Now the person who wrote the Sefer Torah, he lost his mitzvah or not. Anyway, that's a separate child. Hopefully we never have to deal with that. But let's go now to the next Pisrei Teshuvah. He brings down our Shaar Gisayeh. I am a Teshuvah Shaar Gisayeh Simulam Adal Shehela. Let's turn over the sheet to the last page. You're not yaitzei the mitzvah. I the Rama. How could the Shai Yisai learn not like the Rama?
He says I in the Taz. Very complicated over here. The Taz also goes into a little bit what we were learning before. Is it a Sefer Torah that's possible? And I'm fixing a letter or just writing a letter. Just briefly over here, he brings out the Muki Yosef again. What's Chaytik Mitzvah? It really all goes back to, are we trying to get away with Mitzvah over here? We read this whole tour yesterday. How much effort, how much time are we putting into writing the Sefer Torah or not? The Kitzur, without going into this whole Taz over here, the definitely, as I mentioned to you, the people that are filling in the letter really, according to the Shagasai, are doing nothing. First of all, not finishing the Sefer Torah, and they're also not really, not the way we're learning now, they're not even fixing the Sefer Torah that's possible, because the letter that they're doing is already complete anyway. And if the Shagasai, it definitely does not seem that there's any reason why to fill in the letters. Let us go weiter then. Comes now, there's not one more piece.
Is there a negative to it?
No, you do it if you want. I'm not telling you not to do it. You could do it, but there's another problem. We have another problem. Right now we have the rush that holds no reason to write a Sefer Torah, and then he brings the Shag Yisai that says that too. Because look what he writes: Ha'idna, I'm very I'm again Shag Yisai. Should be a main shame line with Sefer Torah. There's no mitzvah saseh. There's no mitzvah anyway. The lesson, and they all ask questions on that. Din kainim and iachle abiv Sefer Torah. My mitzvah looked to mishloi. What Elavade the mitzvah to say, it's not Torah in Limud HaTorah. That's the raya that even though we're supposed to buy Sfarim, there's still a mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah. Because if you bother over the Sefer Torah, you still have a mitzvah. Why? I can learn from the Sefer Torah. It must be that it's not just totally in that learning from the Sefer Torah. That's how they argue on those places. Elashumi kol makayim. So what's the final halacha of it? Should we go try to write a Sefer Torah or not? El Jukasa the mikol makayim. So we're learning over here the Shag Yisai. Yesh liftam is in acher. Maybe there's another din. You don't have to write a Sefer Torah. Says the Shag Yisai. Why? We're not Bekim anyway in Chaseris. And he says, so when we're writing a Sefer Torah, we're not doing a Kasha Sefer Torah anyway. Very Sefer Torah, Shechasar, Yesar, Filo, Oysachas, Psula. In Mikay, we're not doing the mitzvah anyway. So if the Shag Yisai, there's no reason to write a Sefer Torah for many reasons. Look what he ends off here. Ahayayitza midvarav. Yesh shloishi chilukim b'mitzvah. So what's his final halach in writing a Sefer Torah? This man hat hanoyim shahayu b'kiyam b'chaseris and yisair mitzvah d'oraisa. You're writing full Sefer Torah. They didn't have any other svarim anyway. Shi'ali a Sefer Torah shekatsa ba'at m'shaloi. This man hamarayim. But the amarayim already, they were not b'kiyam. They didn't know which letters. You see from the Gemara, was it supposed to be a letter there, not a letter there? They were not b'kiyam, like the Gemara says in Kiddushin. But they did still learn from a Sefer Torah. No mitzvah d'oraisa, mitzvah d'rabbanan. So we have a chiluk here. During the Tanayim, mitzvah d'oraisa. By the Amarayim already, goes down a darga. Only mitzvah d'rabbanan. Dim loikein, Torah would be mishtaken. So the Rabbanan said, we need to write a Sefer Torah. Lai taima, therefore, if your father's left you a Sefer Torah, you don't need to write a Sefer Torah. This man, the Amarayim, there's no reason to write a Sefer Torah if you already had a Sefer Torah. Even the Mikamok, here's the Lamamen. This man has there, says the Shag Yisai, lakafil mitzvah d'rabbanan. There's no mitzvah d'rabbanan. So definitely we see here the different opinions, and with this, the ones who are writing about filling in the letter say you're definitely doing nothing with filling in a letter, because with these paiskim, there's no mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah anyway. So what am I going to writing a letter for? I'm not Yaitza for many reasons, whether it's Shutfis, and he doesn't want me to partner with him, the Sefer Torah is kosher without my letter anyway. You see all these, but as Avrumi said, Minig Yisrael Taira, you want to go do it, but you don't have to feel.
It wasn't some Seifer when we were able to tell the Seifer Taira was written by other people.
Yeah, that's part of what some Seifer was saying. You can see he was able to see this, the letters of the Seifer Taira. So anyway, you should be very careful.
It was Minig, if this is the way he was able to tell it.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that there's a reason to do it. He did it.
And this is the way we put it. Sometimes we're really.
Yeah, but I don't even think he was talking, when he was talking about looking at the letters, about the Seifer. Wasn't talking about people filling in the letters. Filling in the letters is like, it seems to be a newer thing.
He looked at the end of the Sefer Torah, and that's what he was able to tell, because it wasn't something that he knew that people filled it in. So
yeah.
It
but again, I'm not saying it was, it's been going on this many.
They're full, what it do? As I said, we spent a lot of money in the Sefer, and this guy's going to come ruin the end.
Yeah,
of the
it could be.
By elephant,
yeah, they did, they filled it in. Shiloh's what the purpose was. The, the arrest over here is the Lubavitch Rebbe as a whole. He has many pages on the Sefer Torah and Leib Bez Masna. Not going to go into the sugya in depth, but he says a chiddush gadol here in how is it with the shutvis, because he wants to know. He goes back to this question, and I just want to read you. This is all in a Sefer Shari Alocha Minig. He goes through this. You can see it. It's fascinating. His whole tshuva about writing a Sefer Torah part of the Kehila, because he wants the Olam to be able to do that. But he asks, Chodra Kushal, look, hates and yaitz and mitzvahs today see a Sefer Torah. When everybody gives a chelik, when it feels chet, the Sefer Torah shall call. You have the Sefer Torah. And he talks about what I said to you before with the Esrig. We said Esrig, you can be a shutif. Why? Because every moment you take the Esrig, it's going to be just yours. So it's yours. It's not at that moment, it's yours. See, he goes into a whole chiddush gadol here. If there's a lay bezdin masno, because when is the ikkar? When you're writing a sefer Torah bezman hazeh, what's the reason? You're going to get an aliyah, and you're going to be reading from your own sefer Torah. Look, see what we're learning. You really don't have a mitzvah to have the sefer Torah all the time, because the whole reason is sefer Torah all the time, so you should be able to learn from it. We don't learn from a sefer Torah anyway. So if we're going to take all the information that we gathered today, in today's shiur, it's not much different than an asterisk. Why? Because he says, let's read what he says over there. The beer of his elgin. He says, like we just said, right? Shein yoytz above the shutvus al tzarich, and everyone has to own it for that minute. Baf al pikein noyegim b'makom shein asterisk. Everybody could buy it b'shutvus. Why? Because that kiman shekanu. Everybody is a partner. And this mistama piyir shakol hakol nice and chalkim. When you're holding it, Ephraim, it's yours. So although we both pay for this asterisk, it's yours. It's as if I'm saying that moment, it's all yours. We're not partners in it. Al pizei yesh loimar, who comes to sefer Torah, lei bezdin, in Iraq, sefer Torah yishaloi, and yosim yisef. She got, somehow, the ksiv the sefer Torah is yours too, shas haksivo, lei bezdin masna. And then every time you get an aliyah, eis aliyah satayra, it's all yours. So this way you're reading from a Sefer Torah that's all yours. Because the Iker is only that you should read from the Sefer Torah. So the Iker reason why we're writing a Sefer Torah, so when you get an Aliyah, you're actually learning in the Sefer Torah that you wrote.
Forget the Tziva part of it. What about the fact that a shul needs a Sefer Torah?
Yeah, but I want to be, he wants to know if you're trying to make
a shul to have a Sefer Torah.
That's fine, that's what they did. But am I yaitz and my mitzvah see the Sefer Torah? Could I decide here in the shul that we should just get together and write a Sefer Torah? We're all going to be mitzvah and kaim our mitzvah. That's what he wants to know, because we still have a much like
it. It's a separate mitzvah, just having a shul, having an established place to create a Sefer Torah.
That would be, I need a Sefer Torah, but am I yaitz and my mitzvah to see the Sefer Torah? We're going to go back to the Pesach Tshuva, and you're going to talk about all those places that say, you know, yaitz. But according to what he's saying over here, he's coming
maybe
up.
Maybe that's the writing.
He's saying, so, Mana said, he's going to come up with a whole way to do it. So for the Ksiva, Kelei Bez Masna, that Shaksidi Bishlichus Kalach and Me'akol, he's writing for all of us. We have the mitzvah of to learn the Sefer Torah. Yeah, we're going to learn the Sefer Torah. We're going to get an Aliyah. Whoever's getting the Aliyah at that moment, Leib Bez Masna, it's your Sefer Torah. Just like by Esrig, it's your Esrig. So here's, again, it's pages of how he tries to explain how you can be Mekayim Mitzvah by having the shul, have everyone buy a parsha in the Sefer Torah, and that will be the way to finance the Sefer Torah. He says, it's a lot of lumbus here, Leib Bez Masna. Who's the Leib Bez in here? Automatically, this is the way it's going to happen. So you can be yaitz because you see the Sefer Torah. Each one of us is writing a Sefer Torah. It's as if we wrote the Sefer Torah ourselves. I have to hold the Sefer Torah every second. You don't need to because we're not learning from the Sefer Torah anyway. The only time you learn from the Sefer Torah is when you get an Aliyah. You're getting the Aliyah, it's considered your Sefer Torah. Only your Sefer Torah. But there's a way how to be kind of the mitzvah. You just have to know all this before you're going to buy the Sefer Torah. If that comes up, we'll have a Chazar Sashir on that. Halach l'mais again. Minig Yisrael, go fill in your letters, but you don't have to feel that if you didn't fill in a letter, that you're missing out on your mitzvah to see the Sefer Torah.
More important to go to mitzvah.